Good evening. Deborah, would you mind putting up the next song, Jesus, Hope of the Nations? Because this is the one that I've chosen to talk about. So I just wanted to just mention a few of the phrases in it so that as we go through the little talk, hopefully you'll recognise. So, Jesus, hope of the nations, comfort for all who mourn. You're the source of heaven's hope on earth. You're the light in the darkness. You're the truth in every circumstance. And by truth, the truth in every circumstance, you're the source of heaven's light on earth. And then in the chorus, it says, you're the hope living in us. You're the rock in whom we trust. You're the light shining for all the world to see. You're our hope living for all who will receive. So I just wanted to, I'm just going to raise this. I'll lower it. I'll put it down again. Okay. Right. So there are many verses I could have picked to talk about with this song. But I picked Romans 15:13, which is a fantastic verse, which says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I use a New Living Version myself, and it says, then you will overflow with confident hope as you trust in him. So the verse really says that when we believe truth, by which I mean when we trust in God's promises and we believe the truth that's in Scripture, then we're filled with hope and we can overflow with confident hope. So essentially our level of hope is a kind of indicator of how much we're trusting God, whether we're believing the lies that the enemy would speak to us, or the truth of Scripture. And hope is so important. It's the opposite of despair. And whatever our circumstances, we can always have hope because of the victory of Jesus on the cross. And we know that we have ultimate victory because we're in him. So trials and difficulties are inevitable, but we never need to despair. Because as Paul says in Romans 8, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. You might remember a couple called Joel and Claire who've spoken at Lifetime a couple of times. And if you know them, you'll know that they work in a very dangerous city in the Middle East. They sent out a weekly newsletter by email. And on that, it nearly always begins with greetings in the name of Jesus, the hope of the nations. I think that's just great because that's why they're there. You know, there's so little hope in that place. But Jesus is the hope, and they're just being the hope that Jesus is and the light that he is in that very dark place. You know, it's been said that when we're hopeless about a problem, when we're in despair about it, that's actually a bigger problem than the problem itself is. Let me say that again. If we're hopeless about a problem, the hopelessness is a bigger problem than the problem. And that's just because it's our approach, it's our attitude in the middle of a problem that's important. God never promises to take all our problems away, but James says we should consider it all joy when we encounter various trials. That's tough, isn't it? But it's because it leads to our faith becoming complete, as James goes on to say. So yeah, Jesus doesn't keep all our problems away from us, in case you hadn't noticed, but he allows them so that we can learn how to trust him, to learn he's trustworthy and he's victorious. It doesn't mean all our problems disappear overnight, but it's the relationship with us and our trusting him that he wants so much. As some of you know, I recently had a major trial at work in the form of an inspection by six fierce UCAS inspectors. That's driven me to pray more and rely on his strength and presence to sustain me. And it's been brilliant as I've been trying to rely on his strength rather than my own, which would have given out long ago. And also to be supported by many of you guys, friends and family around me, who've faithfully prayed for me. And this is how it should work in the family of Jesus, shouldn't it? Just supporting each other and praying for each other. So just rounding off, hope is the confident expectation that good is coming, even if we can't see it yet. It's an overall optimistic attitude about the future based on the goodness and the promises of God, and believing that victory is completely secure because of Jesus' death and resurrection. So the more we believe in that victory and how it relates to our future, the more we trust God's promises in Scripture, and the more we'll be filled with hope. So let's just read this verse together, shall we? Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus truly is the hope of the nations. So let's sing the song.